This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanos? Conservative Americanos, the real Americans. Glad you are here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. You want to give me a ring? 844-551-8255. Leftists are ruining this country. There's not anything that they touch that doesn't sour, that doesn't spoil, that doesn't fester. And that's just the truth. They can be mad at me for saying it. Look, if it was true of conservatives, I would tell you. I have no problem admitting the truth about the good, the bad, and the ugly, on no matter whose side it is. So, here's the deal. The leftists who are allowing this open border situation are essentially reinventing America. They're bringing back all the diseases that we spent billions and billions of dollars eradicating, that made your kids relatively safe when they went to schools, made you relatively safe when you flew on planes, when you went to restaurants and things like this, and now the left are bringing them back. Bubonic plague is in California. Bubonic plague is in California. Scabies. And for those who go, well, Kevin, you can't say this related to the illegal immigration. Yeah, you can. Because if you look at illegal immigration and the influx of illegals, you can see it is in direct proportion to the growth of scabies, of rubella, of the measles, of the mumps, of bubonic plague, and a host of other stuff. I came back from Costa Rica. Melissa and I did. And there's a form, and they ask you, are you bringing fruit? Are you bringing fruit back? And don't you dare look sick. They will put you in quarantine. Man, shoot. You better believe. Faster than a monkey driving by Loma Linda. And I'm just telling you, it'll be quick. Do you have any fruit? You have any kind of contraband that you're bringing back from Costa Rica that could do something to our environment, be destructive? This is the legal process. I'm a citizen. They're looking you up and down. I'm just saying. Anyway, they said this. This is an article in The Hill. Diseases are reemerging in some parts of America, including Los Angeles County. You mean especially in Los Angeles County? That we haven't commonly seen since the Middle Ages. Folks, this is The Hill. This is not Fox News. Not that Fox News is the barometer of anything conservative, but people still seem to think that. Anyway, the Middle Ages? One of those is typhus, a disease carried by fleas that feed on rats. Now, you know that's in D.C., right? Those swamp rats now have no cover. They say that these rats in turn feed on garbage and sewage that is prominent in people-packed typhus zones. Typhus. Hey, let me ask you, when is the last time? It's like hearing about Ebola in America. You guys remember when I told you about Ebola? I said there is an outbreak of Ebola in Texas. They weren't even telling you about it. Google it. Don't believe me when I tell you this stuff. Google it for yourselves, and you'll see. There's an outbreak of Ebola. People coming from the Congo, shipping them all over Texas. More Ebola in the last decade than we've had in probably the history of America. Before we even had a CDC, a Centers for Disease Control. Unbelievable. Now we're talking typhus. Here's what they say. Although typhus can be treated with antibiotics, the challenge is to identify and treat the disease in resistant, hard-to-access populations, such as the homeless or extremely poor, poor in developing countries. Let me tell you where the developing countries are. Any city in America, that's third world. Crap holes, rat-infested, call it whatever you want, go back. Whatever offends the left, that's what it is. Bring all these people together, bring all these illegals and all their... There was a dude coughing on the plane when I was coming back, and I was like, man, get him off. Sorry, I don't want to share that. I don't want to get sick. They said, this is what's interesting, though. It's not just typhus. Guy writes, I also believe that homeless areas are at risk for reemergence of other deadly ancient diseases. Leprosy, known as Hansen's disease. Leprosy involves a mycobacteria. Tuberculosis is another mycobacteria that is very difficult to transmit and very easy to treat with a cocktail of three antibiotics. Yet according to the Center for Disease Control, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are more than 200,000 new cases reported in the world every year, with two-thirds of them in India, home to one-third of the world's poor. The poor are disproportionately affected by this disease. So this is a disease that seeks out your bank account, apparently, and goes, oh, you are under the threshold, poor person. It's the living conditions. You know what the living conditions are becoming in formerly beautiful places like San Francisco? Third world. With crap alerts and crap maps. City crap maps. They said, the poor are disproportionately affected because close quarters, poor sanitation, lack of prompt diagnosis or treatment can easily convert a disease that should be rare to one that is more common. And this is what's happening all over the country. Untreated, Hansen causes disabilities over time with peripheral nerves affected and the fingers and toes becoming numb. Multibacillary Hansen disease, the more serious version, also causes skin lesions, nodules, plaques, and nasal congestion. With eye involvement, corneal ulcers, and sometimes blindness. These are people being let into this country. We haven't had to deal with leprosy. I mean, look, I remember getting, DDT? Wasn't that, I forget what it was, like diphtheria, pertussis, DPT. It was a shot cocktail going to school. Now we got diseases here that we had eradicated from America for years. Smallpox, tuberculosis, whatever. All of them. Y'all heard, I named them all early. I don't need to go back over them. Most of these are coming from Mexico. That's what they said. Central America and South America, leprosy is more prevalent in those countries. And you think it's any by just some stroke of fate that we got them here? You know why it is. But Democrats don't want to talk about that. They want to, oh, no, these people are cost positive to our economy. It's a really good thing that we bring them in and it's humanitarian. And stop separating them from their babies. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
California, California. That is truly, that state has to be the most radically crazy group of people on the planet. How you can be a conservative and say that? Look, I get it. You're there, family. You know, you got a career, a host of other things. But let me tell you, you're being run out. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm about to share some stuff with you about California that's just, it's mind-blowing. It should be illegal. It should be illegal. Make it a crime to be out in the cold. It ought to be illegal. You got a reason for living, you better know. Oh, man, you like Barbra Streisand with the Bee Gees. And we got nothing to be guilty of. Our love, we're climbing a mountain near. California, you got something to be guilty of. Wow, if you have HIV and you infect your sexual partner, hey, no problem. California doesn't want to stigmatize you. And your partner, well, should have practiced safe sex, right? It's not your fault. They know. They know condoms exist. If you're two dudes getting together in California, and for the record, if you're a woman having sex with a man in California, you better be careful because there's a lot of down-low dudes out there. It's a lot of people out there that are runway models by day and gigolos by night, you know, trying to get to that women's money. Because, see, dudes don't have to work anymore. Everything, all the rules change in California. It's normally girls pursuing dudes who have more money, the gold diggers. The gold diggers in California are dudes. As much as you can have a dude be a dude in California. Anyway, if you steal up to $950 in California, no harm, no foul. So what? I want you to imagine what kind of policy says, look, we have too many people stealing over $50 and we're overcrowding our jails and we're making black people feel bad. I have a solution. Let's let them steal up to $950, and that way they're not stigmatized and we don't have to arrest as many. What's it going to be in 5 years? Is it going to be $5,000 you can steal with impunity? Wow. What's the number? So, we also learned in California, if you don't want to help the police take down the bad guy, no problem. Who are you to have to help out? You could get hurt yourself. So what? The cop is about to get his gun pulled from him from a heinous drug dealer or rapist or murderer, and then he's going to go on a rampage and kill three or four more people. That's what they got to do with you. Hey, you ain't none of your business. Well, I got to tell you, there's a new bill that's out in California that shows you that California sets the standard in bonehead legislation. Yeah, this is going to go over well in the education system because in California, they want to ban suspending disruptive kids. And I said, well, why not? Because they're just going to prison and, you know, just let them shank each other on the playground. Why don't you? They've already kind of done it. I told you a story when I lived in St. Louis, my kiddo, he was in school, and he went to a school, inner city school, French immersion school. And this little black kid cursed out his teacher and hit her and got suspended. And I mean, it took an act of God to get the kid suspended. Mother brought that kid up the next day like the suspension never happened, dropped him off, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, true story. The kid, the assistant principal of the school, brings the kid into his office, gives him candy, tells him, look, don't be disruptive again, and he's back in school. The suspension meant nothing. It didn't even apply. It's probably not even on the record books. And leftists wonder why blacks call the education system nothing but a pipeline to prison. Don't suspend disruptive kids. Yeah. Unbelievable. And what about the incentive to be a bad kid? Remember, if you're a miscreant in California, they will send you to Hawaii on a vacation. You remember that story? We did this story a while back. They said in an effort to show the bad kids a different side of life, they want to ship them off to Hawaii. I get it. I understand it. We have a program. I worked with a friend named Roland, played for not a Hall of Fame guy, but he's a, well, he may be. He was in the NFL and a championship team for the LA Rams. And Roland has a program. We get these kids, you know, out of Chicago. We send them to Dallas. We let them hobnob with some of the big, you know, like Dirk Nowitzki. They would meet, and if they're from Dallas, they go to Chicago, they might meet Michael Jordan, that kind of thing. Put this program together because we want these kids to see a different life, a different side of life. I get it. But these are kids that are athletes. They're in camps. They're looking for ways to not get involved in the bad things that are happening around the world and around the country, right? So it is a good incentive. But what about the incentive for the kid that's getting A's and not creating disruption and isn't getting girls pregnant and on and on? Nothing for them. Yeah. So California sends these bad kids to Hawaii. But the good kids that do well, they go, what do I get? You get nothing. So why wouldn't a kid act up in school? You can't get kicked out. And in the end, the taxpayers of California will send you to Hawaii to blow off a bit of steam. And add this to what? The best welfare system in the country, and you can certainly see why leftists love the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. So the question for me to you is, those listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, where does this lunacy end? Well, here's the deal. Stop asking such a stupid question when it comes to California, because the lunacy never ends. Stop asking such a stupid question when it comes to leftism. The lunacy never ends. If you believed that the election of Jerry Brown showcased crazy leftism and lunacy at its finest, I have a phrase for you. Hold my beer. Gavin Newsom takes crazy to levels unseen by humankind. One can only believe that this man is a deranged Dr. Evil. And in his short tenure, Newsom has destroyed any hopes of sanity in his state. And here's the deal, folks. He's only beginning. What else is this guy into? He believes in climate farce. He's going to tax the devil out of these. I named different things that have gone on. And by the way, there's more. I'm going off of memory here. Gavin Newsom has done at least five things that defy logic, reason, sanity, any of it. It defies any common sense sensibilities. It's unbelievable how bad this guy's been for that state, and they want him. They elected him. He believes he is doing the people's will. That's how distorted this state has become. So now, California kids are being sent to school. Disruptive kids can do whatever they want. And you think California schools are going to improve in this environment? Hold my beer.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress back in session, some people are awaiting new gun legislation to address some of the recent mass murders across the country, especially after talks that President Trump could be making an announcement sooner than expected. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he's got Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's approval. Now he needs support from the White House.
Well, he's on board with all of us working together, and we have been. So we know a big package. I would say you have talked to Lindsey on that, but he and I spent a lot of time together yesterday and spoke to the president together. So we're all working together. We're all moving in one direction.
A new report in the LA Times says the admitted mastermind of the college admissions cheating scandal was investigated by UCLA 5 years ago. The Times says Rick Singer worked with a parent who allegedly offered to pay UCLA $100,000 to get her daughter admitted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In 22 years of patrolling our southern border, I've never seen Mexico act like a true border security partner until President Trump got involved. And now they are stepping up to the plate and doing what they need to do, said Brandon Judd of the National Border Patrol. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump's first promise to the American people was, we will build a wall. He promised that we would protect our southern border against the invaders. He promised that we would tackle comprehensive immigration reform, things that every president leading up to him has talked about, that Ronald Reagan blew. He blew it, let's face it. He blew it. He let these illegals come in, and now there is somewhere around 22 million illegals in this country that the Democrats would love to just patriate. Oh, no problem. Here you go. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We are finally addressing the issues that have plagued this country, and unfettered Donald Trump would be unquestionably the best modern era president ever. I have talked, I can't even tell you guys how many Democrats, I should say former Democrats, because they will not vote Democrat again. I cannot tell you how many former Democrats I talked to who said to me, Kevin, I got to tell you, I could not stand Trump. I didn't vote for the man, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm finally convinced that we have a president who cares about this nation, and I will not support the Democrats again. Let me ask you, how many Republicans do you know who supported Donald Trump who say, I don't support him anymore? Let me name them for you. Anthony Scaramucci. And you know why Scaramucci's doing it? Because he likes the press. He likes being the belle of the ball. He doesn't believe anything that he's saying, but he's one, right? Do you think Omarosa actually pulled the lever for Donald Trump? Yeah, let me tell you, you don't know anybody in your personal life who voted for Donald Trump who will not vote for him again. I'm going to make you a bet. And if you do, call me at 844-551-8255 because I would love to hear your story. And even better, have your person that said, no, I'm not voting for Trump. I voted for him before. I'm not voting for him now. Have that person contact me. Now, let me tell you where you might have somebody. Somebody who's too stupid and believes the media hype over Trump racism. But I won't even believe them, because you'd have to be a brain-dead, moronic leftist in the beginning to believe any of the nonsense around Donald Trump being a racist. So I dare you. Call me. Let me know. 844-551-8255. Forget about the border wall. What about the blue wall? In the words of Ronald Reagan, Miss Pelosi, tear down that wall. Another Cold War, folks, comes to an end soon, but this war was fought within the confines of the good old USA. This wall had many sections, white versus black, Republican versus Democrat, man versus woman, not gay versus gay, entrepreneurs versus takers, citizens versus illegals, and so on. I think you get the picture, and it's easy to know which side of these issues that the Democrats fall. But, according to the American Spectator, Donald Trump is going to reduce the blue wall to rubble. The biggest surprise of the 2016 election was, of course, Donald Trump's breach of the blue wall, upon which the Democrats depended to hold back the howling MAGA hordes. It was the fissures in that fabled fortification that brought tears to the eyes of all those Clinton supporters watching dumbfounded as the dreaded deplorables invaded their safe electoral spaces. I'm going to stop there and let you know this is what I'm reading from the Spectator. The Democrats have attempted to repair the damaged wall, but it is only weakened further as the unemployed voters who took a chance on Trump have found jobs. They won't desert him in the next year, which means the crumbling blue ramparts will completely collapse in 2020. See, I'm not going to brag, but the Spectator's telling you what I've been telling you. They're telling you people are feeling it. It's one thing to be cerebral and have people talking about, oh, hope of change. We're going to bring a deliverance to something that you never had before. And we love America, and we're going to do this here, and you're going to love it, and everything's going to be good. We're going to get your health care. And then you, when they give you what they give you, you feel it in your pocketbook. You're like, holy crap, I just went to go get my eye exam, and then I got to pay $5,000 for Obamacare? Donald Trump says, no. Let me show you how I'm going to help you. Every time you pick up that paycheck, there's going to be an extra $27. There's going to be an extra $55, extra $230. By the way, when you get your tax check back, if you don't change anything, it's going to be an extra $827, $832, $1,000-something. Oh, and by the way, your companies might just give you some bonuses. Oh, and you're going to get a little job security, enough to where you can move around, possibly get a bigger raise. You're going to go from $17.81 an hour to $23 an hour, and the company's going to give it to you. If you stay where you are, they're going to give you a cost of living raise and so on and so forth. They're going to increase your benefits, increase your match on your 401k. And oh, speaking of that 401k, how you like me now? That's what Donald Trump's delivering. And so the blue wall, you know, all these places, oh, we've got Philadelphia, you know, Pennsylvania, and we've got Michigan, and we've got Ohio, and we'll win this and that in Wisconsin. Do I need to play that clip? Because I love playing it. Of all the places where they said, oh, Donald Trump, surely he can't win Wisconsin. Donald Trump wins Wisconsin. And all the leftists, oh, my God. And they go from a night of exuberation, right, to going, what? How did this happen? Oh, my God, I love playing that clip. Don't you mess with me. I'll play it. Just to mess with the leftist. So Donald Trump's delivering. And they're going, he is pulling a Reagan to Gorbachev. Democrats, tear down this wall. And here's the thing. Donald Trump isn't doing it with some sort of a marketing campaign. He's doing it with results, positive results. What more can you ask? The article goes on, these voters, many of whom found themselves out of work for the first time in their lives during the Obama years, see the resurgence of the job market since the last election as a promise kept by the president. In states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, unemployment has plummeted. In Pennsylvania, for example, Obama and his Democratic accomplices declared war on coal, drove unemployment to a peak of 8.8%. It was still 5.2% when Trump took office. Unemployment, 3.9%. In 2016, Trump won Pennsylvania by 44,292 votes, less than 1%. He will win by a far larger margin next year. The story is the same in Michigan. Trump's predecessor and the Democrats spent years coddling foreign trade partners like China, allowing the state's manufacturing jobs to evaporate. Unemployment peaked at an outrageous 14.6%, still 5% when President Trump took office, now 3.9% last summer. It's hovered around 4% since. The voters are now back at work. Those, quote, forgotten Americans whom Trump courted in 2016, much to the amusement of the media. As in Pennsylvania, he won Michigan by well under 1%. The margin will not be nearly be so small in 2020 because Wisconsin had a Republican governor. And legislature during the Obama era didn't suffer as badly as Pennsylvania and Michigan. Nonetheless, Trump did motivate a lot of the state's, quote, forgotten Americans. That phrase, I'm telling you, forgotten Americans, is going to be, it's going to resonate. Donald Trump uses it all the time. Says the state's relatively low unemployment has still declined from 3.6% to 3%. Isn't likely to turn voters off, but they said the recent poll confirms that Trump is more popular in Wisconsin than when he won the state. This is Dan Pfeiffer, a former advisor to President Trump. He says bad news for the Democrats, and here's what he wrote. According to our poll, his approval in Wisconsin is 48-51%. Trump's approval on the economy is even higher. This has given the Republicans a 10-point advantage on the question of which party voters trust to handle the economy and the jobs. Anyone who thinks Trump will be easy to beat in Wisconsin is sorely mistaken, and the path to the White House for a Democrat gets very narrow without Wisconsin. Then the news gets worse. It appears that the labor unions are having difficulty convincing their members to cast their ballots against President Trump. In fact, one of the places they're having the most difficulty is yet another section of the blue wall that Trump nearly won last time and may very well win in 2020. Minnesota, historically been a safe Democratic stronghold. Trump lost by a mere 1.5%, but the Wall Street Journal says Trump did better with unions in 2016 than any Republican since Reagan. And here's what they say. Scott Johnson, business manager of Local 210 of the union's United Union of Roofers, Waterproofers, and Allied Workers, says he thinks about 50% of the local support of the president working a few feet away from the same office as the union hall is Ted Lunger, who worked for 15 years as a roofer and is a huge Trump supporter. Says he likes Trump's stand on immigration and the Second Amendment. Folks, I'm telling you, you are ushering in the most prolific era in American history. I don't know since when, but in a long
time. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want you to try to imagine the conundrum of the Democrats and their special interest. Every time they wage war against Donald Trump, they try. Oh, Donald Trump is racist. Well, black people seem to be thriving. Donald Trump is a sexist. Well, women seem to be doing quite well. And guess what? They still have their abortions, those that want them. Right, Latinos, they're struggling. They're the one-trick ponies, only hell-bent on open borders. No, they're not. They're now at the lowest level of unemployment. Latinos are thriving in America. Thriving. Certainly, the Americans of Latino heritage seem to be doing quite well. Many of them are staunch Trump supporters. I know many. There are lots of friends of mine. What else? I'm just saying, the unions who have been overwhelming, I ended the last segment talking about the union vote. Donald Trump has done more to help the unions, unbeknownst to them, and it's what he's saying is, look, I don't care which side you end up on with unions, but I'm going to give you jobs that the unions have historically been losing. They lost many under Barack Obama, millions of jobs left, union jobs left the United States because of Barack Obama. Trump says, hey, look, I'm going to bring them back. Now you got Trumpka of the unions, the AFL-CIO, going, well, Donald Trump is not doing anything for the unions. And Donald Trump's going, well, first thing, I brought your jobs back. Now, we can argue about should you still exist, should you have, you know, that's not for me to debate. But I'm telling you, the union members are going, you know what? I'm glad to have a job, whether it's union or otherwise, I'm glad to have a job. Then you look at what Donald Trump's done for the average worker. Forget your union dues. Let me tell you what Donald Trump did, whether you're in a union or out of a union. He got you a raise. He got you job mobility. He got you rebates in your taxes. He lowered your taxes. He got some of your companies to give you money through bonuses. He took out a lot of the legislation, quite frankly, so much money, there's no way for the economy to fail over the next few years. There really isn't. America is its own biggest trading partner. So, I mean, and the largest economy in the world, in other words, everybody wants to trade with us. So what do you think the prospects are for the union? How can you as Trumpka sell the idea this crazy man is bringing back jobs, and even though union membership is dropping, that has nothing to do with Trump. If your union membership is dropping, so be it. If there's 5 million more jobs for it to drop for, at least you're rising. I mean, in a strange way, Donald Trump is rising union membership as it continues to fall. So at least they maintain some sort of equilibrium. Under Barack Obama, unions were losing not only in people, you know, that are signing up for the unions, but the jobs are going away. They had less clout. I think you get the picture. So I was talking about these union members in Wisconsin and other places that are saying they're going to vote for Donald Trump. They're talking about Trump carrying Minnesota. They write this. If Johnson is right, this guy who talked about 50% of his union members he's the business manager of Local 210 of the United Union of Roofers, Waterproofers, and Allied Workers. He says 50% of his members are supportive of Trump. And he says if he's right about that number of union members who will vote for Trump in Minnesota, that will probably blow another 10 elector hole in the blue wall. And he plans to aim his campaign's trebuchet at yet another state he lost by only a few votes. In 2016, he lost New Hampshire by a mere 3,000 votes. There are indications that if not all of those ballots were cast by ineligible voters. The Washington Times reported more than 6,500 people registered to vote in New Hampshire on November the 8th using out-of-state driver's license. And since then, the vast majority have neither obtained an in-state license nor registered a motor vehicle. Since then, Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu signed a bill in the law meant to make voter fraud more difficult. Trump could well win the Granite State this time. That will knock another hole in the increasingly unstable edifice, that being the Blue Wall. Another state Trump campaign plans to target is Nevada, which he lost by only 2 points in 2016 by winning all the states he won in 2016, plus Minnesota, Nevada, and New Hampshire. Trump will win re-election and reduce the fabled blue wall to rubble. Let me tell you, the blue wall is gone. These so-called blue Democrats are, look, if you want to just have Democrat because you're trying to get elected, I get it. But you can see the Democrats who really aren't Democrats. They're Republicans. You can certainly see this. You can see the mass exodus of Republicans who are rhinos. You can see the ones who have gone against Donald Trump who are now being challenged. And you can see that shift. There's nobody that can argue that to me. So to recap, in every demographic, I would love for a leftist to contact me and tell me what demographic you're winning. Show me. Prove it. Give me a demographic where you can say, Kevin, we have increased our thing with women. We've increased it with blacks. We've increased it with Latinos. We've increased it with the LGBT. We've increased it with Muslims. We've increased it with whatever, Latinos, name it. Any, you can even make it subdivide, like young women, women of these age groups or whatever. There is no advantage for the Democrats. Every place where they were winning, at any where they were ahead in 2016, in every statistical category, well, let me back up. In almost every statistical category, they are now behind. And now people are seeing them for who they are. And I've gone through this. I've told you guys that, you know, they're the party of infanticide. They're the party of racial identity politics. They're the party of gender identity politics. You know, they're the party of open borders and gun confiscation and what have you. They're the party of climate farce. But they want you to believe in these things. And it's no, people are starting to get it. Isaiah Washington, black guy, used to be on, we talked about this the other day, who was on Grey's Anatomy, and looked at criminal justice reform and said, when I became a Trump supporter is when I left the White House. I think we played that clip. Or if we didn't, let's play it. Do we have that? I don't know. Do we? Yeah, here we go. He talks about walking away, right? Yeah.
So I think there's room for this walk away and this walk away movement.
Your activism and your activism, the fame that came from being a good actor, how did that mesh with your activism?
Grey's Anatomy did. Grey's Anatomy connected my name with my face. No one asked me about my personal opinions politically or intellectually. They didn't care. I was a commodity, and I was happy to be one. I've only become political, like, since I left the White House recently, supporting the First Step Act. No one really knew that. I have an organization called Artists and Athletes Alliance that's been 10 years old now, that's been doing a lot of great things, pushing a lot of great things like the First Step Act. Van Jones and Lewis Reed and Jessica Jackson, who were cut 50, they came to us. They came to us in LA because you got a lot of conservative or centric libertarian-minded people that really care about other people, but they are terrified to come out of the closet and say anything that's not in alignment with the Democratic Party.
And to say that, it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
You literally have a friend or family member who's incarcerated. So it crossed all lines. It's good for everybody. The Three Strike Act was terrible.
Horrible.
Horrible.
We all know this.
Yeah.
You know, it started with the war on drugs in 1972 with Nixon. We all knew what that law and order meant. So I'm going to support the policy over the person.
That's dangerous territory for Democrats. Dangerous. You got a fairly high-profile guy. I mean, still much so, Isaiah Washington, becoming much more visible on Twitter. And he's speaking out about what he's witnessing. Oh, geez, something just fell down and hit me here in the studio. Anyway, he's speaking out about what he's witnessing with the Democrats. And then he references Van Jones, who, I mean, is on record of saying Donald Trump is the reason why, you know, he's made that transition. Look, black folks are getting criminal justice reform. By the way, go to usacriminaljusticereform.org/Philly, and you can see what we're doing, because we're suing the city of Philadelphia. We're getting all the information together to be able to sue them on equal protection. Trust me, black folks are getting it. Our lawsuit will start in Philly. It'll go to Baltimore. It'll go to D.C. It'll go all across the country. Because what we're going to prove is that these dirty Democrats are putting black folks in jail disproportionately for the very same crimes that they are letting illegals out on. Look, all of this is to say that we are right. Democrats are rightly scared. They got no candidate. They got no issues.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.